Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Today is Tuesday, October the 27th, and I hope you're having a good day. We're going to talk specifically about, I would say, this could easily be my favorite Bible verse. I'm getting ahead of myself. I've got a lot of favorite Bible verses, but this one is very important to me. It's a reminder, or more or less, more of an invitation to anyone who is tired, who is weary, who is struggling, who is burdened. And if that's you, I want you to, hopefully you'll be able to stick around as we talk about this verse. Now, I almost wasn't going to do the show today. I'm doing a little bit later than normal because today is the birthday of my twin daughters, Mary and Elizabeth. They're 23 years old today. And as I share this, or when I share this Bible verse with you in a few minutes, I'll talk a little bit more about Mary and Elizabeth and the fact that they are miracle children, young adults, women. Now, they were not supposed to be born alive. They only had a 10% chance of being born alive, but they are 23. They are healthy. They beat the odds. They are an example of what God can do. Their lives are miraculous in the fact that they're here. And I've talked a lot about the girls, and not just because I'm so proud of them, but because they are evidence that with God, all things are possible. And I think if there's one thing that people need to hear more than anything else about God, is that your situation is not hopeless, whatever it is. It's not hopeless. He can perform the miracle. Just give him a chance. And, you know, we can't box him in, because we've seen that. You can't box him into a certain predefined set of results, because we never know for sure how he'll respond. He's not going to obey our wishes just to entertain us or to show us how powerful he is. He doesn't do that. But I've seen miracles in my life. Some of them could have been missed. A lot of times I think we see miracles and we don't recognize them as such. We attribute it to luck or happenstance or any other number of words that we want to use. But yet, a miracle is the intervention of God into our day-to-day lives. I mean, that's an unofficial definition, but it's when he intervenes. He makes something happen. He, at times, changes a law of nature. I mean, miracles can be dramatic, and some of them can appear to be ordinary. But I think when we look more and more for the presence of God in our lives, when we look for his work, I think we're going to find it. You know, unfortunately, though, sometimes we overlook what he does, and we are just focused on what we can see with our eyes. Now, the reason I'm going to share this story and this Bible verse with you today is I have a feeling that you might be struggling with something today. You might be weary. You might be tired. You might be fed up with praying, because you don't see the fruit of your prayer, and you need somebody to tell you there is hope. Well, I'm here to tell you today there is hope, and I'm here to encourage you to keep going today. And I just, as I'm saying this, I feel moved from the Spirit to talk about today's gospel, the gospel from today's daily mass, because I think it's a pertinent message, and I think it's one that ties in to this overall theme that God can do all things. Our God is a powerful and miracle-working God. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. And I think this is a problem with many Christians today and many people who are not Christian. They look at religion as a bad thing. They look at faith as something that makes you feel good. I heard years ago when I worked in the software industry, I worked with a guy, really nice guy, wasn't especially religious, wasn't a man of faith. I mean, I think his wife was, but he really didn't. He would go to church, but he didn't really care all that much. But I remember him saying that all religions, they're basically the same. They're all a means of making you feel good. And that's not true at all. You know, you can feel good from having a couple drinks. You can feel good from watching a movie that you enjoy. That's not what religion is about. Religion is a connection with Almighty God. And you know, a lot of people are frustrated with organized religion. And that's a problem. That's a problem, not necessarily with organized religion, but with people having a problem with organized religion. And yeah, it's probably the fault of some people who are just going through the motions. So that's why it's important for us to have that intimate connection with Jesus, to get to know him on a personal level, to hear him speak, to surrender our lives to him, and then let him lead you into a deeper understanding of the teachings of his church. But it has to start with Jesus, because you don't want to just be going through the motions. Because you're not going to be an effective witness if you're just going through the motions. And that's why people get fed up with quote-unquote organized religion. Because it's just a bunch of hypocrites going through the motions. Not always. Sometimes, sure. And you get that in every Christian denomination. Sure, you're going to have people going through the motions. I'm sure you have it in Judaism as well. You always have some people who are going to be just checking the box and making themselves feel good by going to church on Sunday. But we can't just chuck all religion because of some people who don't take it seriously. There's got to be a set of rules. God does care how we act. You know, but unless you have that intimate, deep relationship with your Father in heaven through the person of Jesus Christ with the help of the Holy Spirit, you could very easily be just checking the box. But once you have the relationship with Christ, then you start to look at your circumstances differently. Yeah, you got a bad medical diagnosis. Yeah, you don't have a lot of money in your bank account. Yes, your children have become alienated from you. Maybe they don't practice their faith anymore. Maybe you're lonely. Maybe you hate your job. But once you have an understanding and a relationship with God, and again, it happens through Jesus. Jesus is the one that leads you to your Father. But when you have that relationship, and when you get to know him, and when you get to read about his works in the Bible, and when you get, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to look deeper into your own life, your life and the lives of those around you, you begin to see your problems are no match for an all-powerful God. He can handle them. And you look differently at a global pandemic. You look differently at violence in cities. You look differently at division and hatred. You look differently at difficult financial circumstances in your life. And you begin to have hope because you realize your God is powerful. He is almighty. That's the start. And when you get closer to him, you begin to realize that Jesus Christ founded a church, and you want to learn more about the teachings of the church, not to go through the motions, not to follow just to follow a bunch of rules, but to grow closer to him and to receive grace through his church. And then you go out and you share him with others. And then it becomes a convincing and effective witness because you are not going through the motions. You believe in him. And that's where I want to get you to that point. Where you trust him, where you realize he's in control, where you recognize that your time on earth is limited and that you have the ability to live with him forever in heaven, where there's not going to be any of these problems that weigh you down right now, that is a good place to be. And that's my goal, to help you to understand that. That's why I do this show. That's why I do this show on days when I'm tired. That's when I write my email devotional every day, because I care. And I don't want you to be desperate. I don't want you to be hopeless. I don't want you to be discouraged, because I know God doesn't want you to feel any of those things. Because there's never a need to feel discouraged. There's never a need to feel hopeless. There's never a need to feel down. You're going to have suffering, sure. But through the help of Jesus Christ, you can be able to experience peace even in the midst of suffering. And that's why I'm going to keep doing this for as long as I can. So I'm always excited when I get to come on and talk about this. Talk about Jesus. Talk about his church. And give you hope. Because there is hope. And I'm going to tell you a little story about my daughters today. You may already know it. I've talked a lot about it over the past 10 years almost that I've been in full-time ministry. I guess it's about 8 years now. Closing in on nine. But I've talked about it a lot because it's an important story. And it's a story that I needed to hear at one point in the past. And you don't have a lot of people telling stories like this. So that's my job, to give you some good news today, okay? So I hope you're up for some good news. And again, as we were talking, I thought, well, there's something about today's gospel from Daily Mass that I think fits into this perfectly as well. So we'll talk about that as well. But right now, let's turn to Almighty God, our Father in heaven, and let's speak to him in prayer, okay? Let's do that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for this incredible privilege of being able to speak with you, Father. We recognize now that we are in your presence, that you can see us, that you can hear us, that you love us. And not just because we're turning to you in prayer. You love us not for what we do. You love us not because we're good. You love us just because of who we are. You created us so that we could be in a relationship with you. And you love us unconditionally. And that's a real privilege, Father. Thank you for that. You know, Father, we have a lot of problems facing us right now. You know what they are. I don't even need to tell you them. You know what they are. And sometimes these problems become overwhelming. Sometimes we think, how am I going to get through this? And we sometimes go down that road of panic and worry and discouragement, all those negative emotions and practices that we put into place or that we fall victim to when things start looking hopeless in our lives. Well, Father, today we remind ourselves that nothing is hopeless, that with you, all things are possible, including that problem that just appears to have no solution. Father, we pray today for the grace to believe, even when things don't look good. We need the grace to be able to do that. When our senses tell us, this will never get fixed. I will never get over this problem. I'll never be able to clear this hurdle. At those times, Father, we need grace to keep us going. So we pray for the grace to keep going, even when we feel that you're not there, or when we feel that there is no hope. Feelings are not facts, as you know, Father. We ask that you help us to remember that. And with that in mind, Father, we bring to you all of our burdens today. We lay them at the feet of your Son, Jesus, who in a few minutes is going to give us the solution. He's going to tell us what to do when we're weary and burdened and tired. And that involves coming to him and laying our problems at his feet. We pray for a special outpouring of your Holy Spirit, Father. Please give me the words so that I can deliver the message that you want delivered today. And open all of our minds, all of our hearts to be receptive to your message. Father, we ask these things in the powerful and holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, I've set this up now, right? If you are feeling hopeless, I got something for you. If you're tired, you know, it's funny. Sometimes we'll pray for something and we'll feel a sense of hope. We'll feel positive, right? Have you ever been there? You think like, yes, God can handle this. And then we pray and nothing happens. And we pray and we pray and we pray. And well, yeah, I still feel that he could do it. I'm not really feeling it, but I still believe he can do it. And you know, weeks go by, months go by, sometimes even years go by. And that hope oftentimes just fades. And we start to believe he's never going to answer. What's the use? And we stop praying. But see, that's a huge mistake. Because the Lord might be prepared to answer us the day after we give up. You just never know. So I'm here today to encourage you to keep going. And I'm going to share a verse with you. It's a direct quote from Jesus. So I bring the heavy duty source today. It's right from Jesus. But I'm serious about that. Don't give up. My name is Gary Zimek. The name of this show is Following the Truth. You can find out more about my work by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. If you haven't yet picked up a copy of my new book, Let Go of Anger and Stress, I encourage you to do so. The book's doing well. I think it's back up to the number one new release in adult Christian ministry on Amazon, which is really amazing. The book's been selling well. It's been out for a couple of weeks now. And the publisher's really pleased with the way the book's selling. Man, all glory to God for that. So I'm very grateful. But if you know somebody who might benefit from the book, have them check it out. Let Go of Anger and Stress. And again, the easiest place is to get it right from my website, followingthetruth.com. The website links back to Amazon.com, but you can also go directly to Amazon or to Barnes & Noble or to any of your major booksellers to pick up a copy of the book. Quick reminder that I will be doing my weekly segment on EWTN Radio tomorrow, which is Wednesday, October the 28th at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time on the Sunrise Morning Show. So you'll be able to hear me talk about tomorrow. We're going to talk about the fruit of goodness, the Holy Spirit's fruit of goodness. And then tomorrow evening, just about 12 hours later, 6:20 p.m. on Sirius XM Satellite Radio on the Catholic channel, I'll be on the Busted Halo show talking about Let Go of Anger and Stress. So I hope you can catch both of those appearances tomorrow, October the 28th. But right now, I want to share a Bible verse with you. This is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, and the verse is, I'm going to read you the verse, and then I want to share something I wrote about this verse in my book, Give Up Worry for Lent. Here's what Jesus says in Matthew 11, 28, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Come to me. It's an invitation from Jesus. "All you who are weary," another translation says, "you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest." In other words, if you're tired, if you're worn out, if you are struggling to keep on walking, Jesus is saying, "Come to me and I will give you rest." This is an unconditional offer. There are no strings attached. That's his promise. Now, I want to read this to you. This is a little excerpt from Give Up Worry for Lent. And this is a reflection that I had on this verse, Matthew 11, 28. I wrote this: "I remember hanging on to this verse during a very difficult time in my life. My wife was pregnant with our twin daughters, and the girls were not expected to live. In fact, they only had a 10% chance of being born alive. We had just left the perinatal clinic at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Camden, New Jersey. An ultrasound had revealed that Mary and Elizabeth were still alive, although the prognosis remained grim. And Eileen and I paid a visit to the hospital chapel and knelt before Jesus in the tabernacle. My eyes drifted to the writing above the sanctuary, and I saw the Bible verse at the top of this reflection, Matthew 11, 28. If there was ever a time I felt heavy laden, this was it. I accepted the Lord's offer and imagined myself running toward him. Immediately, I felt the comfort he promised. I didn't know how things would turn out, but for the moment, I was at peace. Now, I told you earlier in the program that today, October the 27th, is Mary and Elizabeth, my twin daughter's 23rd birthday. They survived. Miraculously, they did survive. 10% chance of being born alive. The doctors were amazed, but it just goes to show you what Jesus can do. Now, there are two reasons I share this with you. Number one, because if you're weary, if you're burdened, if you're struggling today, I strongly encourage you to listen to the words of Jesus when he says, come to me and I'll give you rest. Come to me and I will give you rest. Don't worry about where you're going. Don't worry about where he's going to take you. Don't worry about what you are going to have to do. The offer is this: come to me and stay with me and I'll give you rest. In other words, come to Jesus and follow him. Stick with him every day. When you wake up in the morning, say, Jesus, where are we going today? Help me, Jesus. Lead me today. Use me, right? Follow him, and you will continue to have that peace. I promise. You might not always feel it, because peace is not always a feeling. It's a hard concept for us to get through our heads sometimes, because we believe that peace is a feeling. Not necessarily. Peace sometimes resides in our minds. We can have peace of mind, which is actually better than a peaceful feeling, which means that we can still be a little queasy. We can still be a little anxious. But yet in our minds, right, we know Jesus is in charge. He can handle this. And eventually I have found that the peace from the mind flows to the heart, but sometimes it takes a little while. Come to me and I will give you rest. That's the first message today. Make sure you go to him. Say, Jesus, I'm tired, I'm weary. I need some of that peace, or I need that rest. Give me rest. You know, hold him to his words. He said it. The second thing I want you to get from this is the power of Jesus to perform miracles in your life. And I tell you the story about my daughters because I want you to know there's always hope. Don't ever believe there is no hope. But again, you can't manipulate Jesus and say, well, if I pray hard enough, he's going to do what I want. Not necessarily. But you need to believe that there is hope. And you can pray for that. Pray for an increase in faith and hope so that you will be able to believe that he can handle anything you face. They are the two main points I wanted to make today. And I mentioned the gospel from today's Mass. It's Luke chapter 13, verses 18 through 21. Let me just read it quickly, because there's a point that ties into this whole idea. Jesus said, what is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It's like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches. The mustard seed is a very small seed. And what Jesus is saying is that the kingdom of God grows very slowly, little by little, person by person, day by day, month by month, year by year. It grows gradually and it grows slowly. The same thing happens with your faith. It might be hard for you to believe that Jesus can perform a miracle given your set of circumstances. But keep asking, keep putting one foot in front of the other, and don't give up. And I guarantee that in time, you'll start to believe to a greater extent than you do now that he can handle it. But don't expect it to happen overnight, because generally speaking, it doesn't. It takes time for you to have that kind of belief. But if you believe bit by bit, little by little, and have greater confidence in the ability of Jesus to intervene in your problems, that's a good thing. But don't expect to go from doubt to super duper faith overnight, because typically it doesn't happen. And to close out this gospel, Jesus again said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." So the yeast, the seed, the kingdom of God grows gradually. Faith grows gradually sometimes inside of us. But don't give up. Don't give up. That's the worst thing you can do. So I guess that's the whole message I have for you today. Be patient, be persistent, be faithful, keep praying, don't become discouraged. And one day at a time, keep showing up at the feet of Jesus with your burdens, with your problems. And remind him of what he said. You said, "Come to me and I'll give you rest." Well, Jesus, I want some of that rest. And that rest that he gives you, that peace, that's what's going to keep you going. Because oftentimes the circumstances in our lives they don't change for a while. But that doesn't mean we can't be at peace. That doesn't mean we can't have rest. We can, even while we still have problems. And I think if we learn that lesson, right, we learn that lesson, we're going to be in a great position to deal with anything that life throws at us. Because we're going to continue to have problems in life. Jesus did say that also. But go to him and get some of that rest, okay? All right. Hey, thanks for tuning into the program tonight. I am just about out of time. Remember, followingthetruth.com is the place to go to find out more about my work. If you wouldn't mind leaving a donation at the website, I would greatly appreciate it. I'm noticing the numbers of donations, they've been down lately. So if you're able to help me out and help me keep this program on the air, help me keep the daily email devotional going, I would greatly appreciate it. Followingthetruth.com, all you need to do is click on donate. That would really help me tremendously, okay? Hey, God willing, I'm going to be back here tomorrow on the program. I hope you'll be able to join me as well. Have a wonderful night. God bless you, and I look forward to being with you next time on Following the Truth.